Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. And thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty, and it's Friday, October 30th. The Texans practiced outside at the Methodist Training Center this morning, and afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak answered questions from the media, including questions about Andre Johnson and his status for Sunday's game with the Buffalo Bills.
Health.
What's the daily Andre?
Andre looked great. He's ready to go. So if there's no setbacks between now and game day, he's ready to go. And everybody else back on the field, Cush back on the field, Bowman back on the field. So looks like we're healthy and ready to go.
Last time you went against Lee Evans, what was that first quarter like?
Yeah. They had a huge game against John Wood, right? Two big plays over 70 yards.
And
did he make the big play at the end of the game, too?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, they beat us big time, a couple of plays there. And what was that, 2 or 3 years ago? Seemed like a long time ago. But, yeah, we're going to have to contain them, you know, with him and T.O. And Reed. They can make some plays, and obviously they got a heck of a back. So, you know, defensively we're going to have to play extremely well and keep them away from big plays.
Last year you killed Fitzpatrick, and then for a year before you got here, he had his best game.
Yeah,
what do you think about him?
I think he's a fine player. You know, obviously with our situation this year that we were in the Sage situation, he was one of the guys that we studied very, very hard and had very high on our list. So I think he's a fine player, and he's got, for a backup, he's gotten a lot of opportunities to play in this league, and obviously this is a great opportunity for him there in Buffalo.
Do you worry like T.O. could be like awakening a sleeping giant? He's been so quiet.
I think that's every week, John. You know, you have players that, you know, they're very capable of having big games against you. You never know, you know, when guys are going to get those opportunities or when the plays are going to come their way. So, I mean, we know all their weapons. I mean, we know what they're very capable of. We just got to play good as a football team.
Steve, is there any thought to use Chris Brown a little more, or you go with the same program that you've been going?
No, I mean, Steve's going to get his load in the game, Mark, and, you know, like I said, I would like to get Ryan some carries in there, too, and Chris, we'd like to get them all. It just depends on how many times we run the ball and how the game goes, but Steve's got to do his job that he's been doing for this team and then add protecting the ball to that job.
Can you remember back when Evans had those that we did? Dante's the only player still here that was in the secondary. Do you remember? Have you looked at that film? Or is that too
far? I went back briefly and looked at it this week because, you know, Dick's still there and a lot of things they do are the same. But I think they were just big plays against man coverage is what they were, double move plays, if I recall correctly. So, I mean, he can fly. He's made those big plays against a lot of people.
So Kubiak was enthused by how Johnson looked on the practice field Friday. As for the wideout himself, Andre Johnson said, "Hey, it's all the same. I'm ready to go against the Bills."
My answer hasn't changed.
How does it feel with the new equipment they've got you working with? We were able to get some pictures of it today.
It feels a little different. You know, like I said before, it's something I wore before, you know, when I played, you know, football when I was younger. And, you know, it felt a little different because I haven't worn it in a while. But I don't think it's really a big deal. I don't think it restricts me from doing anything.
That was my next question. I know that Jay was showing you different things. Have you pretty much settled on what you're going to run, what you're going to go with?
Yeah, I wore it for a period of practice today. And, you know, I felt fine. I was running around fine. And, you know, I'm ready just like any other game.
So you don't see it, as you said, not restrictive, not slowing you down, not messing with your movements or anything like that?
Nah, I don't think it will. You know, I didn't practice today. I felt fine with it on. You know, I was just debating on how tight, you know, to have it around my waist and things like that. But other than that, as far as me moving, jumping, or anything like that, it doesn't restrict.
Does it help your mindset because it's protecting that area that took the hit, or is that kind of not that big a deal?
To be honest, I'm not really worried about the hit. You know, because I didn't feel any pain or anything from it, and, you know, I'm not in any pain, so I'm not really worried about it. You know, it's not, to be honest, it's not even really on my mind.
Have you given much thought to the fact that you have a chance to do something that hasn't been happening around here? You win your 5-3 at the break at the halfway point.
Yeah, that would, you know, it's something you think about. You know, it's something that, you know, if it was to happen, it would be a great feeling. you know, just the attitude of the team. You know, you can, when you're winning, you know, the attitude of the team is up and, you know, guys are having fun. So, you know, hopefully we can just, you know, keep it that way around.
Thanks so much for listening to this Texans Today podcast. Make sure you stay here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston, and we're ready.